From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian military said Thursday that it had recaptured the town of Palmyra from Islamic State militants. A statement from the army said the government is in control of the whole city. The statement said the government was able to take control of the city with the help of Russian air support. Palmyra's recapture marks the second time control of the city has changed hands over the last year. Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who has been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam. He's the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia's attorney general said Thursday the period under which Kim can be held without charges is set to run out, and there's not enough evidence to file charges against him. Leading French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen could face 3 years in prison and a $79,000 fine over three social media posts she made in 2015 showing images of Islamic State killings. On Thursday, the European Parliament voted to strip Le Pen of her parliamentary immunity, leaving her open to prosecution on charges of publishing violent images. Le Pen called the move political and said it was meant to damage her campaign for president. Macedonian President Georgia Ivanov defied parliament and refused to give the opposition party a mandate to form a new government with ethnic Albanians. The Social Democrats failed to win enough seats to head that off. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive warship ever built, a high-profile event showcasing his pledge this week to significantly boost U.S. military spending.
That legacy continues today as American warriors protect our people from the threat of terrorism. On Tuesday, in my address to a joint session of Congress, I asked Congress to eliminate the defense sequester and to support my request for a great rebuilding of the United States military and the United States Navy.
The president spoke in Newport News, Virginia, aboard the $13 billion USS Gerald R. Ford. The carrier shifts from steam to electrical power and will be equipped with the best weaponry, communications, and operating systems in the nation, according to its builder, Huntington Ingalls Industries. It is expected to be commissioned later this year. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions faced growing pressure Thursday to resign or at least remove himself from his agency's investigation into allegations of Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. President Donald Trump says he has total confidence in Sessions. The two top congressional Democrats, though, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, both demanded the Attorney General's resignation after it became known that Sessions met twice last year with Moscow's ambassador to Washington, even though he testified under oath at his January confirmation hearing that he had no contact with Russians. Sessions' aides said they were not meeting between the Trump campaign and Russian officials, but rather discussions Sessions held as a member of a Senate panel. A young woman who was reviewing her status as a so-called dreamer to remain in the United States legally was detained Wednesday by federal immigration authorities. Her arrest came just moments after she publicly urged President Donald Trump to protect her and others in similar situations. 22-year-old Daniela Vargas was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials Wednesday in Jackson, Mississippi, after speaking at a news conference held by immigration rights advocates. Vargas said she feared authorities would soon come after her, but it did not deter her from speaking at the news conference. Vargas's detention comes several weeks after the Trump administration launched an immigration deportation effort, angering immigration rights advocates across the country. Vargas's dreamer status expired in November of 2016. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.